Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhouse with Farm Bureau. We're in peak season, as most of them occur in October and November, most in the afternoon. Combine fires. Here in the heart of harvest, says UK Farm Safety Specialist Mark Pershowitz, farmers do face that threat, but it can be easily reduced with a few simple steps.
One of them has to do with the buildup of chaff and trash and all that kind of thing. And it happens, and you've got to keep that buildup removed because combines heat up, different parts of the machine besides the engine get hot. You've got to remove those flammable materials. They're dry and they're very flammable, so you've got to keep that clean all the time.
He says it would be smart to plan for regular breaks in harvest chores, clear your head, and any debris buildup.
The other thing is you've got to watch out for any leaks of petroleum products, whether it's oil, hydraulic fluid, caked on grease, all that kind of stuff, especially a fresh leak where now you're leaking gasoline or oil. All of that stuff is just excellent fuel for a fire. And if you get that kind of material in an engine compartment or anywhere near the exhaust system, you're really asking for trouble.
Actual equipment damage from fires is expensive. When you also calculate your downtime and that possible price impact on crop condition, it mounts up, making any prevention efforts well worth the time. We'll be right back.
Kentucky Farm Bureau President Mark Haney.
I'd like to encourage every Kentuckian to get out and vote on this general election day. It's the most important thing that you can do for yourself on that day.
He says a strong farm vote has long been a way to show elected officials that farmers are engaged and that attention to their views is important for candidates.
For a farmer, there's no more important farm chore to do on election day than to make their voice heard and go to the polls and vote.
A public service message of Kentucky Farm Bureau.
UK Farm Safety Specialist Mark Pershowitz says at harvest time, between getting the right weather and keeping the equipment rolling and the crop coming in, well, it is stressful, but he recommends regular breaks for equipment operators and to deal with possible flare-ups, at a minimum, 2 fire extinguishers with easy access.
You ought to have one up by the cab, but you also should have another one down where you can get to it from the ground, because sometimes you have to get out of the cab in a hurry.
When combine operators take those regular breaks, they can check for debris buildup or any particular mechanical situation leading to unusual development of heat. And back to those extinguishers.
You need to have big extinguishers. These are 10-pound extinguishers, the ABC, the multi-purpose types that can handle liquid fires like the fuels as well as trash, like dry stalks and that kind of thing. But you got to have 10-pound ones because these fires can get big fast.
10-pound ABC extinguishers, regular brakes, and a charged cell phone in case additional help is needed. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhouse on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.